Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Gavin, Christopher, John, John's Gospel, Hallelujah. Right, Lord, I'm just going to pray. Lord, Father God of Israel, Lord, Father God, peace speak to me and peace speak through me. I like this. This is cool.
What are you thinking then? How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling cool. I had a nice rest there where I'm staying. Don't tell anybody where I'm staying.
Good man, mate. See, we'd be lost without him, honestly, would
you? Oh, yeah, I just got you a bottle of water. I don't know if you like pop it again. I can go down and get you an RBA coffee if you like.
Fuck, here we someone do something like that for me. Like, you're definitely doing something right there.
You need a wife.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
You can't even get a girl, never mind a wife, man.
We'll put that out there. I know. We need a girl first.
Well,
here, no, see, the thing is, I don't want one.
You don't want
no, I'm happy enough. No, I last night I'm.
He's happy. Looking someone to make his dinner just on that's it.
You're a big liar.
Oh, I do the bison. Oh, I don't. Oh, I puts my head away. So.
Well, I find you very attractive right now. You want someone to do your washing and
do you even have one?
You're really selling yourself now.
It's important wonders here.
There are women out there who are like, oh, praise the Lord, that's exactly what I want. Someone to cook and clean for, hallelujah. But there probably are women out there who would like to cook and clean for you.
No, she's out there somewhere, just having fun.
She is out there. Of course she is. I think there is a role for women in the home.
It's just land down half Castle Street.
there is a woman out there for you, Christopher.
Ah, sure. When she comes. I'm not necessarily looking for.
Well, ask the Lord.
I'm happy enough now. It's a night's sleep I need. More than anything. That's my priority. A good night's sleep.
Well, if a woman cooks and cleans, you might get a good night's sleep.
Uh-huh.
So are you on the market then, Anna? You're not a nun.
I am not a nun. Dear Sunday World, dear Belfast Telegraph, I am not a nun since the 25th of December 2023. So get up to...
What are you now? Just normal?
No, I'm not normal. Definitely not normal. I'm so not normal. I'm a Pentecostal evangelist.
What's that?
Now, I see both of you going cross-eyed. What the is that? I was also brought up Romanist, so I know what you're thinking. You're like, Pentecostal evangelist, what does that mean? Well, an evangelist is someone who goes out and tells everybody about the Lord. And Pentecostal means I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. So when Pentecost came, my understanding is the Holy Spirit came down on everybody and they'd start speaking in tongues. I speak in tongues and I'm full of the Holy Spirit. So I'm a Christian. So this is where we're going to get into a fight. Can I take out my union jacket?
You can take it out.
Go ahead. Do you want?
My 9-inch. Where are we?
Jesus. Just take out the front there.
Where are we?
No, yeah.
We're West Belfast.
We're in West Belfast.
All right, I'll do.
Is it dangerous?
Don't worry. This isn't going out till next week anyway, so you'll be welcome.
We're in West Belfast, but we are in hiding. I have a 9-inch.
You're not a sexy ad. Where'd you get that?
On the Shank Hill Road. Hallelujah!
Did you get that for free?
No, I didn't. I paid for it.
You had to pay for it?
Yeah, I also bought a little drum. I got a crown as well. I got King Charles's crown. I also got an orange order sash and got white gloves. I got everything.
Is that a package deal, is it? You get
for the 12th?
You're actually from Southport, aren't you? You're from...
I'm from West Dublin.
Clontarf all along.
Tala.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Tala?
Yeah.
Southwest, is it?
Yeah, you could call it that. Southwest, yeah. So I'm from, oh, I like this actually. This makes your sofa look better.
I'll just leave it there, Ian, for the next day. So we'll
yes, Michelle O'Neill. See what she thinks. Here's your seat, Michelle. Ah! I'm from Tala, West Dublin, and I was brought up totally under Romanism. St. Martin de Porres Primary School, St. Martin de Porres Church, and I went to, you know, Romanist primary schools, Romanist secondary schools, St. Paul's and Walkinstown, and then St. Louis and Rathmines, with convents attached and nuns.
Did you come straight out of school and want to be a nun, did you?
In school, the thought came, you know, I remember having a moment in like a kind of, like a holy moment in school, and I thought, a nun. I thought it tickled me in here. But it tickled my fancy. I just thought, there's something very, very attractive about that. But then it kind of went away again because it wasn't really talked about. But I've always been looking for God. Mm-hmm. You know, I've always been looking for God. And, you know, I was brought to Mass every Sunday, you know, without fail. I was told that the only way to God, the producer is putting his hand.
Yes, John rocks.
John, you haven't read the Gospel of John yet. When you read the Gospels, you won't be a Romanist anymore.
Is the Catholic?
You don't convert him, yeah?
Is the Catholic and Protestant Bible the same Bible?
I plan on bringing the three of you over to Shankill after this and come.
You have some job, are
get a couple of Union Jacks.
When's the 12th? It's
Friday.
Really? What? Were you going out? Are you?
Today's Tuesday.
Oh, stand up! Yeah, all right.
Pardon?
The drums down charging in the house for Friday.
Exactly. I can't wait. I don't know. I plan on marching on the 12th, but I don't know who with. No, I haven't had any formal invites by any band.
She obviously had their video work from your day. Were you invited by that their particular band?
Yeah, I turned up and they said, will you do the honours and lead our band? And they handed me the shillelagh and put the Scottish hat on my head. And I thought, I was in heaven, the greatest privilege I've ever been given.
Oh, because that's what you wanted to do, wasn't it?
Oh my God, it was the best experience I've ever had in my entire life. I marched in. I felt like I was in heaven.
Where was the Shankill? Was it
Shankill. Down the Shankill Road. It was amazing to march with the band. You know, when the saints go marching in. When the saints go marching in. Woo-hoo! That's what it felt like. I felt like I was halfway to heaven. I felt like I'm nearly in heaven, Lord. Like, it's great.
You must have done some steps that day. Do you ever think about getting one of our Fitbits?
I don't need one.
You must clock up some
steps. On a busy day, you must do about 40,000, 50,000 steps. No problem.
I tell you, I had to go for a massage the other day. I got into my bed and I was like, I'm in agony.
You've got the good old Nick Air Max on too. Nick Air Max, they're standing by you well.
Just become a Protestant. Just do it. I went for a massage the other day. I haven't gone for a massage in years.
You must have needed it.
I was in agony. Yes, I had two people massaging me.
Did he? Yeah, how long was that for? Like a full proper massage?
2 hours.
2 hours?
Two tight women. 2 hours. I was like, this is a big job. I was in agony. She was like, this is all nuts. I was like, I haven't had a massage in 10, it must be 10 years.
Oh, I haven't had a massage in years, Eric. Like. Last time I had one, I was only young. Like, I was giggling and all. No, what?
Laughing
and all. Like, okay. I haven't had a back since.
I'm not into massages at all. Like.
Well, I think you need them if you're like, no, you're in the sports.
I think it's awkward.
If you're on a run about 50,000 fucking.
Climbing up Sandy Row bonfires.
How did you get up?
I climbed.
Did you?
Yeah, I got my. I wear leggings, so I stuck my skirt in my leggings and I climbed. I had a couple of young men helping me get up, you know, guiding me. Put your foot here, put your hand there, put your foot here.
So she.
Did she try to get up the Larne one? See if you can get up there.
What, your one?
The Larne.
The Larne one.
It's fucking, it's like, it's massive.
Oh, the Craigie Hill one, you call it, down the Larne.
It's a Larne one.
I think they go for the world record, it's that big. It's long as she's one. Like.
Well, I was thinking about contacting them and would they attach me to a crane and get the crane. I think that, you know, like Boris Johnson, you know that, remember when Boris Johnson was flying across the, what's it called, the tube?
Oh, he's a rocket.
The fly rail with the British flag. So I was thinking, if you could lift me up on the crane and pop me on top of the bumper. Why not?
So then you can finish. So you were saying you grew up down there. Mm-hmm. How did you end up in Belfast? Did something happen down there? Or, like, how did you end up here? What was the transition from Dublin to Belfast?
Well, there's, you know, a lot of 20 years of life in between me coming from Dublin to Belfast. Just so you know, my background, like I grew up, my family totally under Romanism, and like my father was illiterate. My father's in heaven. He went to heaven illiterate. My mother never got a third level education, but that was normal for her, you know, her generation. She would have went to school and then secretary school, etc. But we never had a Bible. I didn't get a Bible till I was 40 years of age. I am now 45 years of age, going on 12.
No way. There's no way you're 45.
I am.
I said 43 to him. I thought
you're. I'm 45.
Shannon, be your mate there, right?
No.
You weren't saying that on the way down the car. I'm only
joking. It's all right. Just so you know, I'm not going to marry anybody unless they have a big fat King James Bible. He has to have a big fat King James Bible. It's too early, man. Everyone's trying not to kick. So childish here in West Belfast. A big fat King James Bible.
Sorry,
caught us off guard, Arana.
He has to be a big loud Protestant. Basically, I'm looking for a reincarnation of Ian Paisley. That's what I'm looking for, my husband.
What do you call your wee man that stands on the pin?
Jamie Brayson.
Jamie Brayson suit, do you say he would?
Would he?
He would, all right.
Is he a Protestant?
Aye.
Oh, I think, I think I've seen. I want a big minister with King James Bible who roars like a lion. That's what I want. I want a unionist who's scared. When he roars, everyone goes, ah! That's the type of man I want to marry. Because if he's not brave and bold and a big lion and a bear of a man who's full of the Holy Spirit, I've no interest. Because that's what I am. But I'm a woman. And I don't want to marry a man who I have to be a husband to. I don't want to be a husband to a wimpy man. I want a lion of a man. I want a man, when the Holy Spirit comes into him, I get on the floor and go, I repent, Lord.
Like, who fits the bill here? What is his jobs in the house? Are you allowed to do what you want? Do you still just go out and run about? Or
I don't know what's going to happen. I want to get married. I believe I should be married. I don't want to be on my own anymore. I feel it's dangerous for me to be on my own. As a woman, I get abused and assaulted all the time.
Do you? Yeah, I was going to ask you.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't believe it. Men treat me like crap. And I know it's because I'm a woman. It's because I'm a woman and I'm not married.
But do you think it's something to do with running about the town?
They just see your videos now.
Do you think that could be it?
Well, it's very hard to be a Christian woman without a husband, I find. Because without a husband, people think they can just treat me like crap. Like, even when I was living in West Belfast for a while, and men were coming to the house, and, you know, all sorts of weird stuff were happening in West Belfast. I don't know how much I should tell you. Like, the, you know, there was a neighbour, you know, who was like naked behind.
That's probably him.
That wasn't me.
And there was a naked asking me, did I want to see him naked? This is in West Belfast.
Oh, sick.
He was behind, and I had to call the police on him. There was another neighbour who was with somebody, and he was sending me like weird messages about, you know, of a sexual persuasion. And I'm like, what the hell's going on here? And a woman said, it's because you're on your own. The men are like, woman, on her own, like, that's get her. So I really believe if I had a husband, a lot of men would stand back. They wouldn't be, they'd say, oh, that's such and such wife. Don't touch her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But because I don't have a husband, they're like, ah, she's no husband. We can do anything.
Anna, so how long? So you said 2 weeks you got out of jail 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was hell. Don't commit a crime if you're a Protestant, because Hyde Park is a Romanist, nationalist, controlled prison. And they don't like Protestants who draw Union Jacks on the cell wall and sing the British national anthem while marching up and down in the cell naked. Yeah. They don't like that.
Can I ask you, if you don't mind, what was it for, or alleged, or what was the charge? What were you put in for?
I believe it's like, from their side, I believe it's minor, like public order offence. Like, this is minor for them. Even in the prison, they were like, oh, this is minor charges.
How long were you put in for?
I was in solitary confinement for 4 months.
Jesus.
Why did you get out of there?
For something so stupid?
I heard some man say there recently, no one gets solitary confinement performance. To be honest, while I was in there, there was nobody else in solitary as long as I was. People came in and out for a few days or for a week, but there was no one in there. I was in there the whole 4 months I was there. There was no one in that length of time. People came in and out for a couple of days or a week, and then they were let out. And even people who were coming in for a couple of days were upset. They're like, how long am I going to be in here? And they're only in for 3 days. I'm like, I've been here for 3 months.
Here, what you got put in solitary confinement?
Yeah, they don't call it solitary confinement. They call it the care and supervision unit, which is a
sounds lovely.
Oh, it sounds lovely.
I put it that up.
Did
well.
The head start?
Do me a favor here, Anna. We're going to send it down.
Oh, we had that box room.
The block. It's the block they call it. It's not the care and supervision unit. In reality, it's the we don't care about you and we will not supervise you unit. It's the unfair and abuse unit. That's what it really is, to be honest. You don't want to go in there. I went into prison for one reason and I was put into solitary confinement for another reason. So the reason I was put into prison was because, basically I have a joint ministry in Pakistan. The Lord has been using me to send emergency aid over to Christians in Pakistan. Reverend Adil Arif in Faisalabad and Okara, Christian man. He's in charge of a church over there. He's about in his 30s and in charge of about 80 orphans, Christian. He called me. He said, they've said they're going to murder me. And it was a very solemn call. I was on Great Victoria Street. And I knew, you know, this is one of the holiest men I've ever spoken to. And I knew this is for real, you know. So I started praying. I went over to the Europa in this jumper. And I got on my knees. I'm sure they were like, what the hell? I was on my knees praying in the piano bar room. I just wanted a cup of tea. And I was praying and praying. Then the Europa asked me to leave because they said this is inflammatory. And I was praying. I kept praying. And then I just found myself outside of Belfast City Hall. And the Holy Spirit said, get down and make the sign of the cross with your body on the street in front of Belfast City Hall. So, and I knew, that's clever, Lord, because that would stop the traffic. People would come, take out their phones and say, what's going on? And so I made the sign of the cross.
Right.
Yeah. So the Lord got me. I was arrested. So three times I did that. And then I was brought before.
Sorry to cut you off. What was that charge then? Public disorder?
I think just public order.
Public order? Disorderly behavior or something like that there?
I haven't got the. I think it's public order. I think it's minor.
I don't think I got jailed for something.
So long did you do in jail again? All in
4 months.
4 months?
Fucking scumbags.
In 120 days. But it wasn't jail, it was solitary. So when I got it, you know, it's complicated. But when I got to Hyde Bank, within 40 minutes, the issue of homosexuality came up. Okay? And I basically said, marriage is only legal between a husband. And I saw a woman who was dressed as a man. And that's when the issue came up of homosexuality. And they asked me, you know, as far as I remember, they asked me, what do I think of, you know, gay marriage? And I said, well, marriage is only legal between a husband and a wife. I'm a Christian. I've got to say what the Bible says. And immediately, all hell broke loose. A prisoner jumped up. The next minute, a prison officer came in, grabbed me, and dragged me down the corridor and threw me into a cell. And I was like, whoa.
So you can't say nothing these days. Like, it's, you can't say nothing where I get in trouble.
And then I got dragged. Then I was dragged out of that cell, up another stairs, and down another corridor, and thrown into another cell, and literally thrown. Like, the beds that is... throw you in. I'm trying not to curse here.
Was that like a woman's screw, obviously, or was it?
No, it was a man.
Was it?
It was a man, yeah.
That's not nice. Like,
and that was solitary.
The care and supervision unit, you mean?
The care and supervision unit. Yes, exactly. What do you think of your new sofa? I'm Anno Cristiano. Number 7 is the holiest number in the Bible. Yeah, I'm centre forward. I'm a striker for the Lord. A for Anna, A for A1.
What's your plan today, Anna? After you do this, like, what's your crack today?
Right, well, my plan is just to do what the Lord asks me to do. So in the Bible, the Lord says, I am.
Right.
So I am is not I was or I will be. I am is I am. And the Lord will highlight things that he wants me to talk about. For example, if I go in the wrong direction, I'll lose power. But if I go in the right direction, the Lord fills me with more power. So I know which directions to go in.
So you just go with the flow, basically, just whatever way the wind's blowing.
I follow the Lord. Without the Lord, I'm a lost sheep.
Right.
But the Lord is my shepherd, literally. So the Holy Spirit is my shepherd. And I say, Lord, what do you want me to do now? Where do you want me to go? And the Lord will show me something. He'll highlight something to me that way. You know, he gives me signs, you know, holy signs. I said, there's a holy sign. I'll follow it. The Lord, I know what's holy and what isn't holy, you know.
So you could end up, anywhere today.
She look where she is now.
True. 100%.
No, literally, I could be in Derry by 7 o'clock. I have no idea. You know, I don't have a passport, so then again,
you'll be still on the island, like, just no one knows where you are.
So you don't have a passport, so you can't leave. You can't leave a country.
No, right now I have no citizenship of any country.
You can get on a boat. You don't. Do you need your?
You don't know. You can get on a boat to Scotland.
Or you are. See, escape route sorted.
There you go. March
down
right
the flopping thing over the Stranraer.
The march in Scotland, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's a big thing over there too. Glasgow, no? Yeah, over Scotland.
Well, what I'd really like to do is do a pop up Orange Georgia march down in Dublin.
Well, that wouldn't go down well, in Dublin.
So see the way, obviously, like, you're popular up here, running about the town and whatever else, all the videos. Would you have had that down Dublin? Like, in their city centre, would you have run about down there?
Would I like to do that?
No, were you doing that when you were down there before?
No. I came up to the north because I was being persecuted in the south. I came up as an asylum seeker, which sounds kind of strange, but I did. I came into the Northern Ireland as an asylum seeker because I was being persecuted in the south as a Christian. So down there, they couldn't quite believe that I had become a Christian. My family sectioned me, and I was getting, the psychiatrist said that the Bible, they sectioned me. My mother's had me sectioned. I was like, what the? And then they told me that the Bible was in part delusional. And they held me down, they drugged me. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. And the Lord said to me in Tala, I call it drug prison. It's a psychiatric ward, but it's actually a drug prison. It's total abuse, people just being abused left, right, and center. I prayed and I prayed. And the Lord said to me in there, you can't be a prophet in your own land. And then the Lord directed me to go up to Northern Ireland. So, basically, I cried my eyes out one day because the abuse was so bad. And then another psychiatrist came and spoke to me. And he said, I don't think that the Bible is delusional. And I was let out very quickly. And I was like, this is crazy. Like, depending on who you get, you're either locked up or you're let out. So he said, I don't think the Bible is delusional. And I was let out. And I had about 10 or 15 pounds. I got straight onto a glider. Oh, no, it's not a glider.
The
Lewis. And then I got onto a bus and straight up and over the border. And I was like, because for safety, because they're mad down there if you become a Christian.
So to your family, they don't agree what you're doing, no?
So when I became a Christian, I cut myself off from them because they were persecuting me for becoming a Christian. They just thought I was mad. But my mother prays in front of a statue of Jesus's mother. And for Protestants, that is like the worst possible thing you can do, because the Bible, the first part of the Bible says no statues. Like, when you read the Old Testament, the one thing you will learn is no statues, big time. Do not have anything to do with a statue. Don't have statues in your house. Don't touch statues. Keep away from statues.
Why is that? Do you know?
Well, Jesus Christ said that God is spirit. God is not a statue. And God is, I can confirm that God is spirit. You know, I the Holy Spirit comes on me all the time. I get filled with the power of God. Since I got rid of all statues from my life, because I used to pray in front of statues. I used to pray in front of statues of Jesus' mother. But since I got rid of all statues.
Who's that, Mary or all of it?
Yeah. But also saints and every, you know, saints. But since I got rid of that out of my life, the Lord has lifted me right up.
What happens, do you think, when you die? Do you think we go to heaven?
Yes. So, like, in the Bible, there's no account of Jesus ever praying in front of a statue.
Wow.
There's nowhere. And Jesus never, ever said, pray to my mother. He never said that. So, basically, keeping it very clear, because it's very confusing when you're in Romanism. It's very confusing. Christianity is what Jesus taught, okay? And that's what I follow. I follow what Jesus taught. Romanism is around Jesus. It's not what Jesus taught. It's around Jesus. It looks like Christianity, but it's not Christianity. It looks like real butter, but it's not butter. It's utterly butterly. It's not Kerrygold.
Oh, right, yeah, cheap stuff.
Exactly. You see, I want Kerrygold. I don't want utterly butterly.
Fairness, they're fairness.
Which probably made out of seed oil. I don't want that. I want Kerrygold. Or if you're a unionist, I want, I don't know, Devon Gold. Or, you know, I want real butter. I want real butter with salt. I want full fat real butter. I want Christ. I don't want the Pope. Don't give me the Pope.
Bread? What about bread?
Hallelujah.
What about bread?
No bread?
Want, yeah, the bread of life.
Do you know what I mean?
Jesus is the bread of life. Oh, I feel the Holy Spirit coming up. Hallelujah. I was in school like so depressed because I was full of energy. I still am. I'm full of energy.
Oh, well, no.
Anna, do you drink? Do you drink alcohol?
No, I don't drink, smoke, or take drugs. Of any kind, legal or illegal.
Have you
no
ever?
No painkillers, man?
No, the hardest thing I take is a Starbucks coffee. I want free Starbucks now. Starbucks.
Did you hear? Did you ever drink before?
Yeah. I'm going to let it all hang out so that the papers can crucify me when I become a lady in the House of Lords. So basically, when I was younger, I smoked cannabis. I took drugs. I robbed. I think I stole Valium from my granny. I took ecstasy. I took LSD. I think once smoked cannabis laced with heroin. I also was a lesbian for 15 years. I cross-dressed. I was on the front cover of the gay community news. I was the most famous gay woman in Ireland. I worked as a lap dancer. I also lap danced for Gardaí.
Did he?
Yeah, this is... You two, yous are like, ah!
Hello, here, that's...
Shame is haunted.
That's one for everybody. I didn't know that. So that's like, you've covered everything here.
And the worst thing I ever did was have a child out of wedlock.
What?
I had a child out of wedlock as well. That's the worst thing.
What's that?
What is that?
A child out of wedlock.
What is that?
It's called fornication. Sex before marriage.
Oh, right. Oh, actually, that's not... It's no big deal.
Oh, shit, we have a clear
Romanist. It's very bad. It's a very bad sin. It's very bad. And once I had a child out of wedlock, the Lord came down on me heavy. Bang! And he came down on me extremely heavy. And he took my father away. Then he took my child away. Made me homeless. I was like Job in the Bible. Do you know who Job was?
Nah.
No, it's okay. I don't expect you to because you're...
No, he knows you.
I know Jesus and Mary, and that's about it. couple of the ten dwarfs and...
Okay.
Foxy.
It's okay. It's not your fault.
Do you know why you don't know?
Because you were brought up under Romanism and they don't teach the Holy Bible. They won't teach you the Bible. That's why you don't know. And I was the same. I didn't get a Bible till I was 40 years of age. Calm down, Anna. So basically, I didn't know about Job either until I read about him. Job was, the Lord took everything away from Job, but he still had faith in God. And I was like that. I everything was taken away from me, but the Lord gave me himself. Go ahead.
Here, so what was that post in the Sunday World yesterday?
So in the Sunday World, they said I'm a fake nun. I'm not a fake nun. I am not a nun. So I can't be a fake nun if I am not a nun. I'm not impersonating a nun when I am not a nun. I am single and available for marriage. That's only for men who have big King James Bibles.
you're not going on any of the websites. What do you call them?
And ministers.
I don't know what to call them.
Great, no, you're on.
Fuck off.
I'm only interested in marrying a man.
Tender.
Who has a big King James Bible, who is a minister full of the Holy Spirit, and he better want to rock Westminster, rock the world with the Holy Spirit. He's got to be on fire for God. He's got to be so on fire that people go, dear God, Dr. Reverend Ian Paisley was a smurf in comparison to this man. That's the type of minister I want.
You'll find him over in the shank. You will?
Well, I haven't found him yet. I'm looking around. But when he appears, we'll all know about it. When I want a minister who's so loud that when he roars, everyone in Dublin goes, whoa, there was an earthquake. What happened? That's what I'm looking for.
Here, do you ever wanna like get away? Get out of here? Like even for a wee break or a holiday or, you know what I mean? Are you happy enough just here at the minute or?
Well, you mean leave Northern Ireland?
Oh,
yeah, like Spain, like a go away for a week, all inclusive of holiday, put your feet up.
Well, Northern Ireland is the greatest place I've ever been to. It rocks my world.
Well, I wouldn't say that, like.
No, definitely not. Oh, fuckers, the pillars.
Here, Anna, I'll see you at the video of you speaking at different languages. Can you do it now?
No, I'm not a performing monkey. That's me praying, talking to the Lord.
Oh, fuck, sorry.
No, but
it's okay.
What do you call that? What's the word for it?
I have the gift of tongues. The gift of tongues is like a prayer language between me and the Lord. You can understand it. But it's a very holy language. The only way I can explain it is, I'll explain it in alcohol. Say you have Budweiser, right? That would be English. Speaking in tongues is like whiskey. So it's like really powerful prayer. It's like treble English. It's like powerful prayer. So when I pray to the Lord like in tongues, I get filled very strongly with the Holy Spirit.
See?
That's the one.
Hallelujah.
See if someone else can do that. Can you talk in that language?
No, well, it's between me and God. And some people will say, oh, you can interpret it, but it's that when I get filled with the Holy Spirit, hallelujah! Whoa! It's like taking in the Holy Spirit. So that was the Lord. You can feel the power.
It's all about
that. It's all Red Bull and coffees you're drinking.
Do you sleep well?
Oh, I sleep like a log.
Do
like,
you?
10 hours. I'm like, bang, bang. I'm like, wow, is that 10 hours?
You should be in a rapper or a poet.
I don't know. We don't have to say, obviously, where or anything, but have you somewhere to stay up here at the minute?
Yeah, I have somewhere to stay at the moment, glory be to God, because of some friends. I can't tell you where, because people will go.
But before that, were you rough? Sorry, go ahead.
Do you want us to put it out and see if you can get housed?
Yeah, I need help with housing.
You're not housed yet? You're just sleeping with a friend?
No. Some people, some good friends, Sheila and Eileen and Jackie and a few other women who are like my spiritual mothers, Protestants, they've been on Facebook raising money, and they've been using that to pay for a guest house here in Belfast. So I'm staying in that guest house at the moment. I think I've got somewhere to stay until the 15th, apart from the 12th night.
Well, sure, you'll get a party at night.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I think on the 12th night, maybe I won't be sleeping on the 12th night, you know.
Then from where you're on the streets?
So we're fighting at the moment. I've been trying to get a Protestant solicitor. So yesterday I went into, I think, Thompson Crooks solicitor. So we had a preliminary meeting. We had a first date, basically, yesterday. So we'll see whether they're going to come on board and help me. The housing executive are not afraid of anyone but solicitors. They don't care about me at all. I found with the housing executive, the only time they actually help me is when a solicitor goes in and talks to them. Yeah, they only care about one thing, and it's called money. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You're full of beans, huh?
Jesus is Lord.
Where do you get the energy?
Jesus, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God's power. I am addicted. So I'm an addict, not to cannabis, not to heroin, not to cigarettes, not to fornication, not to pornication, not to Sinn Féin, not to the DUP. I'm addicted to God and his power. Hallelujah! I'm addicted to his power. That's when the band says, hey, get in front of our band and lead us. And that's why I'm able to dance down through the Shankill, jump up and down, touch everybody's hand, because I'm filled with his power. And that's why when I get home, my body's like, dear God, my body can't keep up with the power of God that comes through me. Hallelujah. You're all going to become Protestants after this.
Do you have to let it all out, like a release?
So, okay, how do you transfer it from Catholic to Protestant? Is there like a hang to it?
Hallelujah, here we go. I'm about to make you orange, man. Right, so what you got to do.
I'm already halfway.
Exactly. Right, what you got to do is what I did. So in County Mayo, on the side of a mountain, just like St. Patrick, I said, Lord, save me. Because I had sinned from high heaven. I'd smoke and drink and lap dance and transsexual, transgender. I'd done everything, you know. I'd sinned and then finally a child out of wedlock. It couldn't get any worse than that. I said, Lord, save me. In 4 days, I For 4 days, I was crying out, rolling around, save me, Jesus, save me, Jesus. I was caught in a trap of my own sin completely. The father of my child turned out to be violent. I was totally isolated on my own, lost. 40 years in the wilderness. I was aged 40 when I asked the Lord to save me. Okay, it's biblical. I have a son called Moses.
Do you?
Yeah, 8 years of age.
Seriously?
Yes, yes, yes. I had him out of wedlock.
What is that again?
Out of wedlock. It means I wasn't married.
Wait, I'm not familiar.
Sex outside of marriage is a sin.
You were up to no good back in the day. Definitely, like you were up to no good back in the day.
Right.
You broke, bending all the rules.
I woke up.
So it's Anna's a bender.
Well, at one point, I remember waking up. There's a woman on this side and a man on this side, and I'm in the middle.
I'm sure, yeah. Sin, I know. Sin,
everybody's sin. Everyone's done their whack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't lie, like.
Yeah. Well, I'm letting it all out because when I become a lady in the House of Lords, the papers will have nothing on me because everyone will say, "Well, she already told us all that. We know." No skeletons in the closet.
For Freddy.
Yeah, well, I notice when I tell everybody my sins, everyone gets afraid because then they're like, oh no, do I have to tell my sins now?
he'd be fucked.
Me? No, definitely not. I was a good shit.
Masturbation, fornication, I did it. Cannabis, I did it. Transgender, I did it. I dressed as a man once. Yes, I worked as a drag king. On stage with drag queens, I did it.
I seen a video of you running, was it Castle Street? And there was like a load of drag queens and they were...
Following me.
Did you see it? Did you see the video?
No, I didn't see the video, but at one point there were drag queens following me.
They were all around you and you're not for it.
I was like,
that was only recent there, wasn't it? That was only her.
Yeah, no, the reason why they're following me is because they want attention. You see, I don't want attention. I want Jesus. There's a difference. People say she's just doing that for attention. No, I want Jesus. I want Jesus. Last night, I'm like, Jesus, please take me to heaven. The Lord won't take me to heaven yet. All I want is Jesus Christ. I want eternal life with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why I wear white. I can't wear any other color but white. You see, people don't want to believe that Jesus Christ is real.
I don't believe. I'm an atheist.
Well, you're an atheist. Well, I work for the Lord, so we're going to have some fun. People are atheists because they haven't experienced him yet. They haven't experienced him yet. So on the mountain in County Mayo, I called out to the Lord. I said, please save me. I was trapped. I'm sorry for all my sins. I repented for being gay, for sleeping around, for drugs, for cross-dressing. I repented for lap dancing. I was like, I repent. You know, crying tears of repentance. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't know I was a Protestant. So I decided, right, I'm becoming a nun. So I put on nun's clothing. I was like, I'm a nun now, you know. And, I haven't had a relationship with any man now. It must be 7 years now.
So you're back on the market. Crack's looking too, so we're going to be good.
Rascals.
Yeah.
I was waiting on a couple there.
I was a nun for about 5 years, okay. So basically, but I haven't had a relationship with any man in about 7 years. So I think the Lord kind of gave me a cooling off time. It's like, okay, you were involved in all of this sin. Now this is kind of a 7 year where I'm just going to kind of make you holy, like a cleaning time, right? 7 years, we're just going to leave you. You're just going to be with me. Holy, holy, holy. No one's going to touch you.
So you want to get married one day?
Yeah, I want to get married. I want to work with a church. I believe, you know, in the Bible, it says, you know, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and Christ is the head of the man. You know, the man is the head of the woman. You know, I believe, you know, men are meant to be over the women. You know, I want to work in a church, but I'd like to be part of a team. I'd like to work with my husband, you know.
Would you not be better going to mass and trying to find a partner in a chapel or a church? No? That's not a good place to start dating, like, but...
No.
If that's what your sort of person you're looking, that's where you're going to find them.
Right. Well, I'd have to be able to marry the priest.
You can marry a priest if you're Protestant, can't you? Can they can marry?
Pastor.
I don't know.
So a Catholic priest can't marry. No. But a Protestant priest can't. Right.
They're married to God, aren't they? They're minister. Like, is that what you say?
Minister. Yeah. This is a great conversation. I love it. We're here. When I came up first, and I remember going into a Protestant church, I went into New Life City Church between the Shankill and the Falls. This is a good place to start.
I know where that is.
Where is that? There? I have New Life City Church.
It's between the Shankill and the Falls. It's down beside Divis. Mm. Well, I went in there first when I started to come out of Romanism, and I was still dressed in my Romanist nun garb, but I turned up on their doorstep. I'm sure they were like, what the hell? And I was like, can I come in? But I remember going in, and the seats had cushions on them. And I was like, wow, the seats are comfortable, because, you know, in a Romanist church, it's hardwood. It's a penance. And I remember thinking, wow, the priest has ripped jeans and a leather jacket. This is not the same. The priest has ripped jeans and a leather jacket, and he's married and he has children. Okay, Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore. And slowly but surely I learned, like, Protestantism is completely, totally, and utterly different to Romanism. Completely. What I love about Protestantism, which is actually, this is where the fight starts. Protestantism is actually Christianity. It's real, it's what Jesus taught. Are you ready?
I thought Christian was Catholic. I honestly thought
Jesus Christ was a Protestant.
Jewish? Is that...
He was a Protestant, right? Do you know why? When Jesus came, he protested against the Pharisees. Jesus Christ was a Protestant. God is a prod. Jesus is a Protestant.
He should be an Irish rapper or a poet.
God, I believe the Pope is the Antichrist. He's Antichrist, because he teaches to follow that the only way to God is through Romanism, Roman Catholic Church. I say Romanist because the word Catholic is very sensitive, because it kind of means Irish, right? You know, so I prefer to stick. Let's stick with Romanist. He's a hypocrite, you know. Hypocrites, they are hypocrites. Seriously.
So say if you've seen something like who you're on about now, would you like call them out on it? Say, sure, you're there.
A Romanist priest?
Are they all there?
Yeah, yes, I would. Yeah. Do you know Father Peter Burns in Condit Monastery made up a whopper? Like, we're talking a Burger King whopper.
Double whopper?
A triple.
A triple?
A triple whopper.
Bacon or
chips?
Yeah, like a hat-trick whopper, like a massive whopper about me. And to the judge in Lagansa, he said it took 4 PSNI officers to drag me off the altar in Clonard Monastery.
Oh, yes, yeah, I remember seeing that one now. That was last year or something. What happened there?
It was wild. Like, have you ever heard the likes of it? Can you imagine 4 PSNI officers dragging a woman off the altar in Clonard Monastery? It would be all over social media. That's what he said to the judge. You know, and I said to the judge, like, come on, like, that's the PSNI. You will, 4 BSNI officers are never going to walk into Clonard Monastery all the way up to the altar and drag a woman off the altar. They don't want to go into a church, you know.
Would they not go in,
eh? I don't know. What happened? Were you asked to leave the monastery? Or?
Well, what happened was I started getting filled with the Holy Spirit, okay? And the priests in there started getting very annoyed because I was getting filled with the power of God, you know? And one day, Lord, I hope it's okay for me to tell everybody. Yeah, the Lord's saying yeah. So one day I was in there and I was at the very back of the church. I used to go to the back of the church and pray on the ground. When I was at the back of the church, I felt the power of God come on. And the minute the priest said, you know, I'm giving out Holy Communion, I felt the power of God come into me and pulled me up from the back of the church to the front. When he said Holy Communion, I was like, whoa. Shot up to the front of the church. Everyone, the church was packed. You could hear everyone go. I'm in my nun's clothes. I shoot up to the front of the church. I started shaking with the power of God. Then I bang hit the deck. And then I was just filled with so much joy that I grabbed the priest's foot and started kissing the priest's foot because I was so filled with joy. He wouldn't give me Holy Communion. You know, I knew it. I could, you know, could feel it. The only way I can explain it is, have you ever walked down up a hill or across a road and there's a big gust of wind that pushes you?
Yeah.
I in the bar. Fuck's sake, past the bar all the time.
Rascals. But have you ever been in a, you know, heavy wind that pushes you or pulls you? It was like that. I got pulled up like a gust of wind pushing me up to the front. You know, it was like, whoa, I'm being pushed.
What do you plan for the next 5 years? Where do you see yourself?
Oh, what's happening? Like, what?
So what's the plan?
My only plan is to worship the Lord and see where he brings me. But I feel like I'm going to be in the Orange Order. I feel like I'm going to be a politician, perhaps in the DUP. And I long term I want to be a lady in the House of Lords representing Dublin when the Republic comes into the Union. Hallelujah.
So here, what about, so that's the first problem. But sorry, what about housing problems or illegal immigrants or anything like that? Who's going to sort that? You're not going to look on any out there if you get that position.
Right, well, if God is in charge, okay? You know this kind of illusion that there is a separation between the church and politics, you know, religion and politics. There's no separation. Politics is land, money, people. God owns the land. God owns the money. God owns the people. God owns the governments. And God says, God owns Northern Ireland and God owns the Republic. God wants the Republic and the Union. God told me that when I was in prison. God is anti-Sinn Féin. He's anti-Romanism. Genuinely. Yeah.
I think Donald Trump's with that.
Oh, Donald Trump's a man. He's good, isn't he? What do you reckon about him?
I don't know too much about Donald Trump, but I like him.
Sure, yeah, he's mad. He's mad. I think he's a mad for a job.
He's a good character, he is.
I think he'd be able to stop, like, nowhere man Kim Jong-un and fucking Putin.
He's looking to stop the world.
Because he's not scared. He'd just get on the phone.
Yeah, I was praying for them in prison. Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump and the White House in prison. I was praying.
Are you allowed a Bible in prison?
Yes.
In your cell?
Yes. I was allowed the Bible, but I wasn't allowed toilet paper at times.
Did you use a Bible?
So what happened, Arian?
No, well, I'm not going to lie to you. At one point, that thought came over my mind. I was like, no, I can't do that, no way.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to end the house.
No, because the thought, because I was like, I need toilet paper, and I saw the Bible, and I was like, no, I can't use the Bible. Like, no, you know, but you know, I use my pillow. I use my socks. Beautiful. This is a beautiful conversation.
I'm sure what I meant. What I meant to do? Human nature. Hold it in. Sure, it won't be good for you.
I have multiple hidden disabilities. I have urinary incontinence, which a lot of women have after they have a child. I had a very difficult labor when I gave birth to Moses, and the surgeon had. Men love this conversation. The surgeon had to push the baby back in. Yes, you're all like, I'm never dating a woman again. And emergency C-section, cut my stomach out and take him out the other way. But after that, I'm a little bit leaky. So basically,
you push everywhere.
that's why I'm sitting on the Union Jack.
But basically, in prison, they wouldn't help me with your, yeah.
The screws are scumbags. The scumbags.
Ah, they are scumbags.
Well, so let's pray for them.
No. Fuck.
They don't know who the Lord is. That's very serious. They don't know who the Lord is. The Lord had me praying for them nonstop. They told me I was evil. They told me I was the devil. They told me to take antipsychotics. They told me to go to mass. I was left for hours begging for toilet paper. When I asked for urinary incontinence pads, they physically assaulted me, and I was asking on my knees. I begged on my knees. They pulled me out of the cell naked, dragged me down a corridor naked. 5 prison officers, they threw me into another cell, threw me literally naked into a cell that had food on the walls and water dripping from the ceiling, like a leaking cell. Like, disgusting. They put me into another cell where the mattress smelled of feces and expected me to sleep on it. I'm like, are you crazy? Like, you know, I'm a very clean person. And they didn't believe I was a minister. They tried to bribe me with food to use my pre-saved name. And what else did they do to me? 4 months every single day of telling me I was a nobody. They even said nobody loved me. They robbed my teddy bear.
Did they? Did you get it back?
No, they robbed it.
What?
They robbed my teddy bear. When I was in Hyde Bank prison, the human rights violations were so bad. At one point, I was naked, hiding under a toilet. I was in my cell, hiding under the toilet, with my arms over my head, naked, like rocking. I looked like a mental case, you know, from one of those movies, you know.
Yeah.
I was there going, I look like a mental case because the abuse was so bad. Psychological abuse, you know, it's real. You know, they're telling you every day you're a nobody. Like, I wrote that, I actually, the Lord said, write to King Charles. So I wrote to King Charles. They came in, they laughed. They were like, no one's going to answer that.
Should have just told him to fuck off.
Well, you know, I'm a Christian. I'm not allowed to say that.
What about a punch in the face? No?
Well, they told me I was the devil. I kept telling them, I love you. You see, you can't assault them.
That's aggravating them, you see, when you're doing that.
Well, the Lord kept telling me, you know, pray for them. The Lord actually told me through the Holy Spirit, Anna, the reason why they're so violent is because they're scared. And the reason why they're scared is because they don't know me, said the Lord to me. They don't know me. That's why they're so violent, because they're scared. They don't know the Lord. And I was like, oh. So then I prayed for them and I had a love in my heart because I realized they're so violent because they're scared. And that's why they're abusing me so much, because they're so frightened. They don't know who the Lord is.
You'll not be back in a hurry anyway. Hopefully not.
Well, are you trying to behave yourself now, are you? Are you still just not, still just doing the same thing?
Well, I notice that the more I behave myself, the more I go to court and the more I go to prison.
Yeah.
The holier I am, the more I go to prison.
There's a conspiracy against you.
Pardon?
A conspiracy nearly against you.
Well, the Lord was, you know, the holier you get, the holier you get, the more in trouble you get with the authorities. And that's exactly what happened to Jesus. The Roman Catholic Church wants you to think that the only way to God is through them. And I'm here to say to you three men, you don't have to be trapped by the Roman Catholic Church anymore. You can call out to Jesus, ask him to save you. Be filled with the power of God and come marching down to Shankill this Friday on the 12th of July. Hallelujah! With a Union Jack. You see on this Union Jack? You see, look at this Union Jack. What's in the middle of it? A big red cross. That's the cross of Christ.
That's Jesus Christ's cross.
If you had a message for everybody, anybody out there, whether it's fucking the screws in that jail, the Sunday World, just everyone's in this category here, right? If you had a message to send out there, asking anybody for help, anything, you can look on the camera and just say what you want there. One last message. Do you want to put a message out there?
Yeah, Jesus Christ is Lord. Ask Lord Jesus Christ directly to forgive you of your sin. Just say, Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for dying for me. Please forgive me of all of my sins. I repent. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. And get yourself a Bible. You can get yourself a King James Bible or a New International Bible or an easy to read Bible. Stay away from Romanism. They're snakes. They want to drain you of your power. Hallelujah. Amen.
And if anyone out there can sort Anna's house now, give us a wee message.
Message a page, and we'll hopefully get you sorted with something. That's all over and out, brown trout.
That's it, you're like, get out now.